force of necessity, but also the same desire to fly, I mean, to be light.
This week's Sunday feature on Radio 3 from 7:45.
Well, hello from me, John Shea. Welcome to Sunday Afternoon on BBC Radio 3. In a couple of minutes, highlights from the Stockholm Early Music Festival in today's Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping. And then, in an hour's time, we join the BBC Philharmonic on tour in Japan. The four C interludes from Britain's Peter Grimes, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto and Dvorak's New World Symphony. That's our Sunday concert at 2 o'clock. That's here on BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now just after 1 o'clock. And time for the latest news from Vaughan Savage.
A Deputy Speaker of the House of Commons, Nigel Evans, has denied allegations of rape and sexual assault, describing them as completely false. The Conservative MP for Ribble Valley in Lancashire was released on bail last night after being arrested and questioned by police. Speaking in his constituency this morning, he said he couldn't understand why two men who he'd regarded as friends had made the claims. He wants to continue in his role as Deputy Speaker. The Defence Secretary, Philip Hammond, has said the Conservatives could publish a draft bill before the next general election, paving the way for a referendum on Britain's membership of the EU in the next Parliament. Mr Hammond said this would demonstrate the party's determination to honour its pledge to renegotiate the UK's relationship with Europe. Syria says Israeli fighter jets have bombed targets in and around Damascus, setting off a series of explosions. The attacks, the second in 3 days, are believed to have hit military sites, including one where missiles were being stored. Officials in Bangladesh say more than 600 people are now known to have died in the textile factory disaster last month. More than 3,000 people were trapped in the wreckage of the country's worst ever industrial disaster, but almost 2,400 were rescued. The chairman of the BBC Trust, Lord Paton, has said there will not be a separate inquiry into how Stuart Hall was able to abuse his victims while working at the corporation. He said the current review into the Jimmy Savile scandal would now also investigate how Hall, who has admitted indecently assaulting 13 girls between the 1960s and 80s, gained access to his victims. Lord Paton also said he believed the BBC was likely to face compensation claims from the victims of Hall. Police in California say 5 women in their 30s were killed when a limousine caught fire on the San Mateo Bridge in San Francisco. 4 women and the driver survived. The weather, a warm, sunny day for most places, although there could be patchy rain in western Scotland and Cumbria. The BBC News and Weather at 1:03.
From Vaughan Savage. So now it's time for today's Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping.
Thank you. A rondeau from François Couperin's 1726 set of trios entitled Les Nations. It was performed by the ensemble Concerto Italiano, directed from the harpsichord by Rinaldo Alessandrini, and was one of the three encores given at their concert at the German Church in Stockholm last June, part of the annual Stockholm Early Music Festival. We'll be hearing excerpts from that concert throughout today's Early Music Show. And given that the players are all based in Italy, it seems appropriate to concentrate on Italian music. And who better to get us going than the man considered to be the master of the Italian trio sonata, Arcangelo Corelli, who wrote a mere 48 of them. This is his Opus 3, number 2 in D major, for two violins and continuo. Applause there for the ensemble Concerto Italiano and their director Rinaldo Alessandrini in that trio sonata for two violins and continuo by Corelli. It was part of the concert they gave last June at the Stockholm Early Music Festival, one of the largest events in the world for historic music, and it's been held in venues all over the city's lovely Gamla Stan, or Old Town, since it was founded back in the summer of 2002. Concerto Italiano's concert was one of the highlights of last year's festival, and much of their performance focused on trio sonatas like that. This is a flexible repertoire, so the group offered a variety of different instrumentation, including the flute, which we're going to hear in this next piece. It's by a composer who's probably the least well-known in the lineup, Giovanni Benedetto Plati, who was born in the very last years of the 1600s. Plati trained as a singer, violinist and oboist. But in his mid-20s, he learnt to play the newly invented forte piano and began to compose sonatas for the instrument. In 1722, he was called to Germany to work for the Prince Bishop of Bamberg and Würzburg, where he spent the rest of his career as a court musician. And I reckon he certainly deserves to be a bit more on today's map, if this lovely trio sonata is anything to go by.
Thank you. Thank you.
Trio Sonata by the early 18th century Italian composer Giovanni Plati, played by Rinaldo Alessandrini's ensemble Concerto Italiano, part of their concert from last year's Stockholm Early Music Festival, which they gave in the city's so-called German Church back in June. In fact, the church is officially named after St. Gertrude, patron saint of travellers and the 7th century abbess of the Benedictine monastery in Nivelles in Belgium. But because the building stands in an area of Stockholm that was originally populated by German merchants and craftsmen, for centuries it's been known as the German Church. And services are still given there in the German language at 11 o'clock every day in accordance with the long-standing tradition. It's certainly an ideal venue for an early music festival. The brick steeple and the tall copper-covered spire might be late 19th century, but inside it's all thoroughly Baroque, with enormous windows that allow the church to overflow with light that shines on the great white stone vaults and sparkles on the marble floor. The effect is quite magical, and it really helps to bring Baroque music to life. The earliest of the composers Concerto Italiano featured in their programme was Alessandro Scarlatti. You may know him best as a prolific composer of operas, some 70 of them, written for the royal court in Naples, for the Medici clan in Florence, and for Rome, where his patron was the exiled Queen Christina of Sweden. But Scarlatti dabbled in other forms of music as well, including chamber pieces, such as the Trio Sonata we're going to hear now. Here's Concerto Italiano with Scarlatti's Sonata in A major. And this time, along with the flute we heard in the previous piece, we also have an oboe and two violins. And of course, the all-important basso continuo.
Thank you.
Alessandro Scarlatti's Sonata in A Major for flute, oboe, two violins and basso continuo. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and highlights from a concert given last June at the German Church in Stockholm by the ensemble Concerto Italiano, directed by Rinaldo Alessandrini. Another of the Italian composers the group featured was Alessandro Bezzozzi, a member of a huge dynasty of musicians from the late 17th and early 18th centuries. Most of them seem to have been specialists on the oboe. In fact, Alessandro played alongside his father and two of his brothers in an oboe band created by the Duke of Parma. Later on in his career, we know that he took part in the famous Concert Spirituel in Paris, France's very first public concert series that took place in the Tuileries Palace. And he even turned up as one of the musicians in the chapel at Versailles for a while. So Bezzozzi had a busy performing career as an oboe player, but he was also a composer, leaving us with nearly 200 chamber works for an assortment of different instruments, although only one of them was published in his lifetime. Let's hear one of his trios now, and as you might expect, the oboe takes a leading role in it. Thank you. Concerto Italiano with the musicians there, directed from the harpsichord by Rinaldo Alessandrini. In Alessandro Bizzozzi's trio in C for oboe, violin and basso continuo. Part of the concert they gave at the 2012 Stockholm Early Music Festival. Well, it's time for the last piece in today's programme, and it's not a trio sonata this time, but a concerto, and by our old friend Vivaldi. He's such a huge name these days, so familiar to modern audiences, that it seems strange, doesn't it, that almost immediately after he'd popped his clogs back in 1741, his music went well and truly out of fashion. His name and reputation were buried along with him, and it wasn't until nearly 200 years later that his works found themselves on concert programmes again. Just imagine it, hardly anyone before the 1930s had even heard of the Four Seasons. That, however, represents just four of the roughly 500 concertos that Vivaldi left us. And to end today's show, we're going to hear one of the others, the Concerto for Flute, Oboe, Two Violins and Continuo in C Major, performed by Concerto Italiano.
Thank you.
Concerto for flute, oboe, two violins and continuo in C major by Vivaldi. The players were Concerto Italiano, directed by Rinaldo Alessandrini. And all the music we've heard today was recorded in a concert they gave last summer, part of the Stockholm Early Music Festival. I hope you'll join me next time.
Today's Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced in Salford by Les Pratt. Well, on next Saturday's programme, Catherine Bott will present a profile of David Woolston, a pioneering figure in the revival of English polyphony. The Early Music Show at the same time, just after the 1 o'clock news, next Saturday here on BBC Radio 3.
In concert on BBC Radio 3, the remarkable Italian violinist Fabio Biondi. Music from the late 18th century by Haydn, Mozart, and a composer known to generations of violinists for a piece he didn't actually write, Gaetano Pugnani. The real Pugnani, played by Fabio Biondi and the English Concert. Radio 3 live in concert, Tuesday night at 7:30.
It's a minute after 2 o'clock now, and time for our Sunday concert, which was recorded in Osaka just a couple of weeks ago. It's presented by Mark Rickards.
Hello, you join us on the BBC Philharmonic's Japanese tour. When the orchestra were last here, they gave one of the final concerts in the old festival hall, now razed to the ground and rebuilt. Today, they're one of the first to take to the stage in the impressive new venue in central Osaka. In 2011, the orchestra toured Japan and were caught up in the great earthquake which devastated the country. They were forced to retreat home without completing their full tour and are thrilled to be back to perform in the cities which missed out the first time round. The main work in today's concert is Dvorak's New World Symphony, and I can tell you it's as popular here in Japan as it is back home. And before it, Nobuyuki Tsuji joins them as soloist in Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto. And to begin their concert, the BBC Philharmonics brought with them a nugget of English culture. 3 years ago, conductor Yutaka Sada was in charge of a production of Britain's Peter Grimes at the Teatro Reggio in Turin and became completely absorbed with the score. It's based on George Crabbe's poem, The Borough, and puts into verse the narrative of life in a Suffolk coastal village. In the background, watching, commenting, is the sea. Punctuating the opera, there's some purely orchestral scene painting, and Britain collected these into the concert suite we know as the 4C Interludes, which you'll hear now. And that applause is for Yuri Torchinsky, leader of the BBC Philharmonic, as he takes his place on the platform here in Festival Hall, Osaka. And now he's followed by conductor Yutaka Sada to open this concert with music from Britain's Peter Grimes.